I'm Carol Palmer. I'm the director of the Center for Informatics Research in Science and Scholarship and also a professor here at the Graduate School of Library and Information Science at the University of Illinois.
Could you tell us a little bit about your Beta Sprint project?
Sure. Ours was a collaboration between the Digital Library Federation and our IMLS DCC team here at CSRS. The DCC team is a group that's been working on the IMLS Digital Collections and Content Project since about 2002. We initially got the funding for that. And the team that did the beta sprint was myself and the project coordinator for that project, a couple of doctoral students who work on that project, and also our programmers and another technical lead over at the library, in addition to Rachel Frick, who is at DLF, who helped manage and coordinate and sort of help us refine what we wanted to do for the project, and also Geneva Henry, who's at Rice University, who is working on a document that's going to supplement the actual presentations that we've done and the prototype that we've done.
Could you tell us a little bit about the prototype that you made for the Beta Sprint competition?
What we did for the sprint related to the DCC was we took our two resources that we've developed. One is a resource that's all the cultural heritage material that's been funded through IMLS in certain national leadership grants in certain LSTA areas, as well as the larger resource that we developed called Opening History that brings together resources from across the country, 44 different states, over 1,000 collections, over a million items. We put those together into a new integrated resource and did some further development on that. In particular, we expanded and extended the kind of meta search that we do with it, so reaching out into Google Books and HathiTrust and others. And we also added a lot of new features for interaction with the resource itself and some new indexing approaches by institution.
And how do you see your project falling in line with the larger vision of the DPLA?
Well, we have a lot to offer in terms of content, since we have this very large base of resources that really represents cultural heritage collections from all kinds of institutions, universities, museums, public libraries, historical societies, large and small, from across the country. So there's a rich wealth of really publicly funded content. But in addition to that, we've been doing research and development for over 8 years now on what it means to really bring together a diverse body of materials like this and make it really function as a whole, without losing sort of the actual identity of the original collections, the institutions that it's come from, really respecting that and building on it for both contexts for searching, but also because those are important aspects of the cultural heritage itself. So we've worked very hard in our research approaches to really come up with approaches that support scholarly engagement and general engagement with the content while respecting and maintaining those identities of the public libraries and their collections, the university special collections, museums and their particular collections.
What compelled your team to enter the Beta Sprint competition?
Well, when I first heard about it, I thought it was really kind of a brilliant idea because I'd heard so much. You know, I was at that first meeting in October. I don't know if it was the first one, but the one in October in Cambridge. And there was just so much, so many voices and so many ideas, and all of them worth listening to, I guess. And so I did wonder how they were going to manage sort of getting everything on the table. So I was pleased when I heard the idea. It was kind of a scramble over the summer to really make it happen in the way we wanted it to come together. But I guess I'd heard about it because I was involved in part of those meetings, and it's been on our radar all along because of the role the IMLS DCC has played as a national aggregate representing all these different kinds of institutions already. So we're very supportive of the idea and really would like to contribute all that we can.
Well, I want to thank you for speaking with me. It was a pleasure.
Okay, thanks much.